Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zen Sports just picked the grand prize winner for the November Big Game Sweepstakes, and they're running it back in December with the Big Game Sweepstakes College Edition. This time, instead of going to the big game for the pros, they're giving you a chance to go to the very first big game in the new college football tournament. With a grand prize of $10,000 cash and two tickets to see the biggest college football game of 2025, yes, that one in Atlanta, and the ability to earn entries on every bet you place in December, it doesn't get much better than this. Even if you don't win the grand prize, don't worry. You'll still have a shot to win one of 10 small prizes, which could grant you $1,000 towards any college football playoff game in 2025. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for a full list of rules and earn a $100 no danger first wager on your first bet. Just make sure you use promo code JeffTN at checkout, JeffTN, and when you sign up. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager is limited to a plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions do apply. A qualifying wager entry must have minimum odds for any leg in the entry of at least minus 250 or worse American odds. For clarity, a wager at minus 251 odds does not qualify. Again, head on over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for contest terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. CJ Herrick going to join us during the next segment. Before we do that, let's get into the list.
Bill Belichick.
All right, this is from ESPN's Pete Thamel and Chris Lowe. North Carolina is working to close a deal with Bill Belichick to make the six-time Super Bowl champion the Tar Heels coach, but sources told ESPN there are still issues that both sides need to work through. Sources added that the ball is in Belichick's court and that North Carolina officials are on board with him becoming the coach. A resolution is expected in the near future, sources said. Among the issues are the potential role for his son and current Washington defensive coordinator, Stephen Belichick, North Carolina's name, image, and likeness resources, Belichick's salary, and resources for the staff and reporting structure. Talks between North Carolina and Belichick have been ongoing since last week, sources said. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Belichick met with North Carolina officials for 5 hours on Sunday. So, with other additional reporting, I think this is simply going to come down to, can North Carolina financially make this work for Belichick, and how willing is he to kind of push and pull? So the other thing that was making the rounds is that Belichick's dad, once upon a time, coached at North Carolina, and reportedly he started his first Zoom interview by saying Duke sucks. So I thought that was a clever anecdote. So he went with that. But when you read some of the 400-page Bible, if you will, that Belichick reportedly presented North Carolina, I don't think Belichick was expecting to get everything, but I do think, hey, this is what I think it's going to take to make us successful. I tended to agree with everything he laid out. I just kept hearing the reality of it is all of that he laid out is expensive. But I guess I'll ask you, if you're a Carolina fan, is this exciting you?
If I'm Carolina media, it's exciting me. This seems,
I think,
and
yeah,
I know he's not a media
guy.
Person,
yeah.
He's been
content
good.
Person.
Yeah, if you're somewhat involved in covering the team, it's going to be an experience if it happens.
Yes.
And that, so if you're a fan, I guess.
I would be.
You told me if the Memphis Tigers, right?
Yeah.
Let's say the Tigers were getting rid of Silverfield, which a lot of people, you know. But if Belichick was coming in, I would be like, okay, all right. But I mean, the Tigers need that, right? He does. It's something that he would go to college and go to a school in a power conference. Not that he is that big of a name, right? But like. So I guess he has to, but it seems bizarre and has potential to be very interesting, but in the Belichick way, which is different than can he win? I don't think he can win. I guess that was you're asking me. I don't think he's going to be successful at North Carolina. Can he?
Well, I think it's a question of like,
Tom Brady ain't playing for him, so
it's
I don't.
It's like a question of what is the standard.
It's
like I do.
It's
think,
easier there.
I
in
do
that
think
way.
In that league, like ironically. SMU wound up, I think, better off than the other American teams, primarily because they did not, because of political Texas reasons, didn't get the invite to the Big 12. It kind of worked out better for them. Now, they had to pay their way in, and you have all the financial implications, but they didn't care about it.
Yeah, look where they are today.
But in terms of being a competitive team, if you're someone that spins on your roster, you're going to win, at least relatively speaking, you're going to win in the ACC because there's a lot of teams that are not spending on their roster. I still find it hard to believe that this is going to go smoothly simply because what it's going to take for Belichick is going to, in my opinion, it's going to cut into basketball somehow, because it's going to be expensive. Now,
no, his girlfriend's a student there. Or no,
Brad, I think she'll be getting she'll be getting her master's.
I'm all in on it.
What if that was Belichick's grand plan? Like, start dating a 24-year-old, like start getting more hip with the lingo, being able to talk to the younger generation.
Maybe that's part of his. It's all the big game, like his strategy. Yeah, but I don't look. We look at like the last big college football celebrity coach name, right?
See, I was more in on Deion because Deion brought two things with him. Number one, Shador and Travis Hunter.
Yes, he brought the players, and he had had his success. He had worked from the bottom up. Like, how do you go from the Patriots to North Carolina? Seems to be taking a step down, and how willing are you wanting to be? Doesn't he want to coach in the NFL again? Like, I know nobody's offering him the job.
So I think,
but like, can he be patient? Is he not cool with doing these TV appearances? And
I think they're addicted. I think coaches in general are addicted.
And he just can't wait for the idea. An NFL team, I would think, would possibly open the door to him again. Do you not agree with that?
I think he's blackballed.
You think he's completely not ever going to have a job again
so
in the NFL?
That also came out. So when I first
saw some of that stuff. But
when I first heard this, I was rolling my eyes going, my first thought was, who leaked this and for what advantage? Because I was like, from Belichick's side, if you're the NFL and you find out Belichick is interviewing in North Carolina, that doesn't motivate me one way or the other. Because if I decide I want Belichick, I don't care that he just took the North Carolina job. I'll just go hire Belichick, and he's going to want that gig more.
Right.
And for North Carolina, it didn't make a lot of sense to me because it's like, all right, one of the big complaints is that Mac was old and wasn't into this anymore, and so now you're going and getting someone. I guess
old who doesn't even have...
You could spin zone it this way in that Belichick wants to set Steven up for the best chance for success, so maybe that's a driving factor. But the whole deal for Belichick is basically, I'm going to coach the team, but other people are going to put the team together. And I would presume it would be like it was in New England, where he's got his scouting department and he's going to be part of that as well. I do find it odd, though, the year after one of his lifelong friends basically throws his hands up in the air and says, I'm done with college football. Belichick all of a sudden is like, I'm getting right back on that horse.
Okay, but look, so what are the open jobs right now? We've got because if I'm any of the I like this idea so much. I think it's great for North Carolina football because like whenever are we talking about North Carolina football? When was the last time you brought them up on these airwaves here on 92? I just can't I think will it be successful? I think Deion can be successful in Colorado. I mean this guy has gone to a place.
I think he's kind of proven it.
He's done it already, right? Yeah, so it's not a big
take. They went from a 1-win team to a 4-win team to a 9-win team.
Right, and he's doing it at Colorado, a place where it didn't make sense fit-wise necessarily, and he's doing it. So
West Virginia's still open.
West Virginia. Maybe. Oh, that would be great if he was coaching against the Tigers in the bowl game, right?
So Purdue got filled, UCF got filled, Fresno got filled. I think those are the only two.
So that is amazing.
That is the way more interesting aspect of what we're seeing in college sports right now. You are finally seeing, and I don't know if this is a reckoning because everyone is hesitant based on, all right, we don't know what house settlement money's going to be. We're done paying all the dead money on buyouts. And I don't know if this is like financial prudence or if this is, hey, we knew 2024 was going to be kind of an experiment in which you had the new conferences, the new playoff, like trying to see how this was all working out. But I mean, we just went through an entire, at this point, it seems likely we're going to go through an SEC schedule and no SEC coach got fired. And right. I don't know the last time that happened.
Is that a benefit because of the playoffs?
I think it's financial.
You think it's financial?
I think it was everybody in the SEC knows it's expensive. It's expensive to get a roster, and the same people that you're asking to pay the buyouts, you're asking to pay the roster. I think that's
the play factor.
It largely stems from. Now, you could. I was thinking about this. His plan, I think, is a sound plan. The one he laid out on McAfee and like the details of essentially having full scouting department, coaching staff, money for the roster, minimums at certain positions, like all that. I'm like, yeah, no, I think that's good stuff. The problem is I don't know if North Carolina is the experiment, the lab to do that.
Does he have a longer rope there?
If Tennessee beats Ohio State, what's Ohio State do?
Well, yeah.
Because you know where I think that plan would work awesome?
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Now, I think Ohio State would balk at... Ohio State would not... Like, I'm curious to know how much of Belichick taking this gig is set up on getting Steven the job. I think Ohio State would balk at... I think Ohio State would sit there and go, Bill, we'd love to have you as our coach. We just got into this position by having a coach step down and naming someone that had not been a head coach, and we think that's largely why we're in this position.
Right.
I think they'd balk at that a little bit.
I can see that. But I think this could be... Is a great move for Belichick? Maybe. I've been convinced on that, because initially I was like, what is he doing? He has no interest in this. But like, his legacy, I don't think it hurts his legacy to go do this. I don't. I think he's done what he's done in the NFL. He's got this that Patriots legacy is intact, and what he wants to
there's this weird thought that when coaches go from the NFL to college that it's a disaster. It really isn't. Like, it's maybe not like the overwhelming success, because everyone wants to use when Pete Carroll went from the NFL, it's like, well, Pete Carroll was a different, like, Pete Carroll was USC's third choice,
right?
So that was a different one. But like Jim Mora Jr., he's technically not Jim Mora Jr., but the younger Mora, it's largely worked at UConn. Like, Lovie Smith it wasn't overwhelmingly successful at Illinois,
right.
But he got them back into a bowl game, which they hadn't done for years. And, you know, like, Petrino was more of a college coach that went to the NFL than went back to college, and, like, that wasn't a long-term thing. I also think it doesn't really apply as much as it once did now, because now the college game is more of the NFL in the sense that
the game has changed. Like, the role has changed. So,
the,
like,
one difference, though, is you don't have guys under contract.
Right. But I think because of the there's a lot of coaches quitting coaching in college because the rules have changed and the format of the structure of the job is different.
I think there's another key point to add there. They've also gotten paid so much recently that now they can afford to be like,
they have the ability, yeah.
Right. Like, Dan Mullen in the end, like, Dan Mullen could sit there and get his buyout from Florida and be like, all right, I'll go do TV for a little bit.
Right. So, I mean, Belichick, so he's coming in, so he could prove people that, yeah, it can be successful. We don't know. But I am not really as worried. I'm fascinated by the entire idea of it, from the lead up to the games, to seeing the games, to seeing him and his North Carolina hoodie and how it will all play out. Like, I feel like that's the, for North Carolina, what else they got to do, you know? What else?
Well, I mean, the argument would be, should you try, like,
for who? I mean, you have UCF going back to their coach that failed in Nebraska. I mean, like, there's not many options out there.
No, it is amazing how powerful nostalgia is.
Yeah.
I mean, West Virginia might hire
North Carolina going to hire Michael Jordan? Like, what's going to happen here? Like,
I think another part of this that was fascinating to me was when the job came open.
Yeah.
There was the thought, hey, we'll be one of the only power jobs available.
Right, right.
And we're going to have a good candidate pool. It wasn't as good as they thought. And so then they started thinking outside the box. I'm with you in terms of, like, how can you say this isn't at least interesting?
It's one of the most interesting hires that we have seen since Deion Sanders, and it's because of the name. And Bill Belichick is a totally different type of celebrity. Like, I wouldn't say he's a celebrity coach because he is a football coach, a well-known football coach, a historically successful football coach. But trying something that we haven't seen him do, which we got to see that recently. We've been watching him try to win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady, right? But sometimes, and sometimes it's just not very fun to watch.
Yeah.
But
the end wasn't great.
Right.
The end certainly wasn't great. All right. IU. All right. So Indiana puts this out yesterday on Twitter. Update. Graduation ceremony times are changing, so students graduating this December will have the opportunity to attend the Indiana University football team's historic appearance in the college football playoffs. The winter commencement ceremonies will now be held at 9 a.m. and noon. Well, you put something on social, of course you're going to have fantastic replies. Also, you get one: this is pathetic. Higher education should be focused on celebrating the achievements of their graduates and the contributions that they are about to make. Our world is so screwed up when a game is prioritized over something that actually makes a difference in society. This is horrible and very inconsiderate. What about the people whose families can't accommodate the change? Super S of y'all.
It's the same day, right?
It's the same day. Okay. They just, I'm assuming it was probably noon and 3 or something like that, so they moved it up. Also, not to be this guy, but I'll go ahead and be this guy. It's the winter graduation.
Hey, that's...
It's still a ceremony, it's whatnot. But also, it's not like they canceled it.
They didn't cancel it.
And by the way, if you had families that were coming into town to go to graduation,
hopefully they're in town by then. If the ones that were driving up Saturday morning to get there through the then they gotta drive, they can drive in the overnight. Do they have a plane ticket at 7 a.m. and they were going to arrive? Well, you were cutting it close anyway, because you could have had, be instead of getting upset at the university, you could be blaming American Airlines. Or, you know, Spirit or whoever you were flying with at the ceremony. But they moved the time. So they,
it's also important to note, their playoff game is in the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
It's, and let's also be clear, probably part of why they're doing this, a lot of the administrators that are involved in graduation are probably going to the game.
Well, this game is a big deal. So the graduations, they happen every December and every May, right? So those are regular occurrences.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a while since I've done this, but I believe my brother who graduated in December, can't you have the option to walk in May?
You might be able to. And if that's the case, you should definitely look.
Like, to me, everything they did here was completely
prudent.
Right, I think
prudent. You do.
Like they gave you the option.
Yeah, you could do the ceremony. I think that probably most universities probably give you that option if you want to do the bigger ceremony. But, I mean, there's advantages, obviously, to doing the winter one if you want a smaller.
Yeah, it's faster.
Quicker.
100%.
Ceremony, you would want to graduate.
Less expensive speaker.
Right. Yeah. But I would think you would moving up. I think they've got to do this. Like, if you're Indiana, this is a huge moment for the university athletic-wise. This is not the conversation you should be having. If you want to have the conversation, you shouldn't move times for football games. I think you should. But this way, everybody can enjoy both equally. You have the chance to enjoy your graduation and enjoy the game. There's no rushing in between. They're setting it up where you can do both instead of just having to choose between one. And like, have the real conversations about budgets and how much money should go to athletics and the professors and the enhancements. We could have those conversations. I'm open to those. But moving times for a historical moment, yes, it's a big deal for these people's lives to graduate. But honestly, college, yes, you're the only person in your family ever to graduate college. It is a big deal. They're not canceling the ceremony. You still go.
Let me tell you the most important thing about graduation. Getting the piece of paper.
Right. That is the most important thing. But some people, and I don't know how it would be at Indiana, you know, especially the winter one. You're right. Like, it's not like this one's going to be outside in a beautiful part of campus.
Yeah, you're either going to be in like an auxiliary gym or maybe they'll do it in assembly hall. But my whole deal is they gave you the option. Like 9 and noon.
Right. There you go.
Like they gave you the option, whatnot. And also,
there's plenty of time. When is the graduation? Because the playoffs are happening. That's what I keep thinking. Like, the playoffs are happening.
So the graduation ceremonies are at 9 and noon. I don't know how they're splitting. I don't have the information. Are they splitting it up based on departments or you have the option to walk at either? I don't know that. But they moved their ceremonies up to 9 a.m. and to noon.
For the Tigers, of course, we don't have to worry about moving any times for the Scooters Coffee Bowl coming up.
No, also though, heads up, the Clemson game on Saturday is a 10 a.m. one.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 11 Eastern.
Woo.
On the deuce.
Yeah, that is early.
10 a.m. 10 a.m. is in that mode of 10 a.m. When you see the 10 a.m. basketball game, that's the one where you flip on TV and you get kind of taken aback, like, whoa, is this a tournament? What am I missing? Like
what is happening?
Because
like,
we're conditioned to think like basketball starts at 11.
Yeah, no sports should start before 11 o'clock Central time. And I'm sure, like, if you're on the East Coast, like, you'd wake up at 11 and that's where you grew up. But, like, yeah, nothing's supposed to be starting before 11 on a Saturday.
All right, quickly, let's get into
10 a.m.
Oh, yeah, 10 a.m. for Tigers and Clemson. Saudi Arabia. Good news!
As long as you're not on their list, Jeffrey.
That's a great point. Sports watching keeps on going, baby. It's not just the world of golf. The 2034 World Cup will be held in Saudi Arabia, and the 2030 World Cup will be held across Morocco, Portugal, and Spain, with 3 one-off matches held in South American countries. FIFA confirmed
that
in
sounds
an
like
extraordinary
a fun one.
General Congress on Wednesday. It's fun until you realize the reasons they did it. It was to get around bylaws to make Saudi Arabia eligible.
Oh.
It's like, there were some conditions of, like, they had to do this. Like, they had to really manipulate the market, if you will.
So it was done that way. Okay.
Correct. The decision was announced by FIFA President Gianni Infantino following a virtual Congress. The 2030 and 34 World Cups each had only a single bid and were both confirmed by acclamation by the applause of more than 200 FIFA member federations.
It's great. I mean, so the next World Cup, the one coming up is
in the U.S.
is the North American World Cup.
Here's the thing. I do not want to overlook the human rights violations by Saudi Arabia. And I don't want to defend, I do not want to defend their regime in any way. I will say, when you look at the stadiums that they're building for this, as a stadium guy, I have to at least go, well, they are kind of trying.
Well, what is it? Oh, so they're going to have great new stadiums.
Oh, my God.
For WWE pay-per-views?
They have one stadium that's like built into like a city. You've got to look. It's unbelievable.
All right. You've got to find me that. I want to see that. But no, they have actually got the money, Jeffrey. They've got the money, right? And that's why it's going to be something that we're going to be watching and we're going to be talking about it for a long while. I don't see it changing as far as the sports washing of Saudi Arabia. They seem to believe that it works for them.
I would also argue this, though. The controversy around it has made more people aware. I feel like more people...
It's a reverse sports washing.
Correct. Like, I don't think anyone's sitting there going, yay, Saudis.
I think maybe their goal is to convince the casuals. Maybe. The more of the... I feel like more diehard sports fans, golf fans, professional wrestling fans, and now soccer fans are going to be aware of the sports washing concept and negative elements of what's happening over with women's rights and human rights in Saudi Arabia. That's you're going to be more aware if you're a super fan of those sports. Now, if you're a casual sports fan, which let's be honest, there's a lot of them, and if they're going to be hanging out at Celtic Crossing watching the World Cup in 2034. And they just see that it's in Saudi Arabia, I think that's where it's effective. I think it's more effective for the,
I guess, so this
casual would, fan of the sport.
This would be
because they aren't thinking about it.
This would be my argument, though.
Yeah,
I don't actually think that's what they're doing. I think what they're doing is they're buying their way. I think what's getting lost in all of this is they are buying their way into legitimate business settings. I think what people are missing is it's not a...
No, you're right.
Here's the thing. They don't really care what we think. But what they do want
is... They do care about money.
They do, and they want to be able to get into these... Like, the people that own these and that are parts of these events are people that they want to do business with, and I think that is where...
So if you're hosting the event in 2034, like, I know it's with the Olympics, right? With the Olympics, when if you're a host city for the Olympics, like, your people are coming to the... To the one before it and the other one to before it, how can we plan? So we got the Saudis coming here to North America to watch how it's all executed, and then they get into even more, as you're saying, in more of these situations, even though there is that in between. I don't know. So the 2030 is.
So it's called NEOM Stadium or NEOM. So I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it.
Yes, but you apologize to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
That's a good point. I believe it's going to be built into. You know that super project they had called The Line, where they're basically just trying to, like, make a stadium? Like, they're trying to, like...
But isn't this so FIFA? Like, why is Saudi Arabia not been a country already? Like, it's always involving money. Like, there's always, like, money involved. Like, I would think that this is where they would have started, wrestling and FIFA.
I think the answer is they didn't have the infrastructure yet.
Okay, and that's what...
And so, like, Qatar beat them to the punch.
What is this jumbotron in these...
Oh, the thing's insane. It's literally built into like a city center.
Yeah, they've got this. It looks like Minecraft is what I'm looking at.
No, it does.
Looks like a Minecraft.
It literally
stadium.
Looks like a stadium that you would like back like when you would build stadiums in video games, and they're like, there's no engineer on the planet that's like, I can make that work.
Yeah. But they're figuring out like the boat. This thing looks pretty cool. No, you're right. It's gonna. That's what they wanted to, and it looked beautiful. And they have a lot of time to make that, right? They got a decade.
They have a decade, and best I can tell, they are flushed with cash. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, CJ Hurt joins the program. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
CJ Harris, of course, a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Also, check out the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. CJ, are you ready for flag planting to be a felony?
Oh, what a ridiculous thing. We saw that stuff broke on, like, right as our show was getting towards the end.
Yes.
We stumble across it. Like, what is going on here in the mediocre state of Ohio? Is that what we're doing? I hadn't had a chance, been running around doing a lot of different things. I hadn't had a chance to figure out what the OHIO acronym stands for. But they got dots in between all of those. Whenever you see a dot between your letters, that means that's an acronym. So what the hell does that even mean?
So I didn't even take it as an acronym. I took it as it was like the slogan, whatever, the cheer.
They're spelling it.
Yeah.
And that's so ridiculous. Things that will actually hurt somebody one day, and things that have hurt people, throwing objects onto the field. That should probably be a felony. If you want to make that a felony, fine. I'd rock with that.
No.
Field storming. I'd be fine with that becoming a felony.
Can we say crime? Can we say it? Can be
a
crime. The jump to a felony is a huge.
And I'm also even fine. Like if you get caught, like I'm fine revoking your tickets. But like, I also don't want it to go away.
Which part?
We can all admit.
Which part do you not want to
Texas
go away?
All of it. All of it.
All right. When
the Dukies were whining about, when you had all of Coach K's acolytes getting on television and crying about the dangers of court storming because, what was it, the kid with the crazy girlfriend or maybe fiance faked a knee injury and they were all crying about it. It's like, it's a part of sports. I also admit when you storm the court, you give up your right. If someone wants to shove you, they shove you. But like when Texas was launching stuff onto the field, I'm not saying I want my kids doing that or I would partake in that. I'm also not going to deny that was an unbelievable visual.
Oh, absolutely. Me as a fan of a late 90s professional wrestling,
correct,
like that is it was a staple, but it was dangerous.
That's real heat.
It was dangerous. I was at the pyramid one time. Somebody threw something, I believe, at Shawn Michaels, and he refused to be in the main event. But anyway, CJ, what are your...
That doesn't sound like the Shawn Michaels I knew and loved.
Somebody runs up to the court, man. Like, okay, if one of these athletes punches you in the face because you say the wrong thing, right? Because that's the other thing. They're not just running onto the court, running onto the field and celebrating. They're running past the people participating in the sport.
And they have and they're looking into their phones.
To them.
Well, not only that, they're like looking into their phones, recording themselves. It's also why, like, I don't care. They run onto the field and they get decked by a linebacker. Like, that's part of it.
Hey, if a lot of this stuff is to mitigate the chances of, like, fighting, I guess. But if we just allow people to fight, not shoot, but fight, like, I'm fine with it. So if you run onto the field and you say the wrong thing to the right player and he picks you up and body slams you, well, that sounds like a natural consequence to me.
Yep.
And everybody go home.
No, I'm in complete agreement.
But the thing about the flag thing is so stupid because, like, if this actually did get banned, like the NCAA or the conferences banned this type of activity, you just find something else. It'd be something else. Can you not just find something else
that would ban it?
That would do the symbolism of
what happens when you ban it. I think technically storming the field's not legal. I think it's technically banned.
Right. Yeah, that one's one. It was back to the flag. You should not throw things on the field.
If you ban
flag, you put your life at risk if you do storm the field or the stadium. But the flag thing harms no one except people's feelings.
Well, unless then you have Ohio State players that had their feelings hurt because they lost as 20-point favorites, and then they're starting fights, and then pepper spray. You get some overzealous cops, and then you get pepper spraying. Like that.
But there would be something else if there wasn't the flag that would have...
From a generation, because that's who's in charge. This isn't a Gen Z thing or a millennial thing. It's a generation ahead of us who's in, like, seats of power and state senates and things of that nature. And their main thing that they tell us as millennials is, oh, y'all are soft. Everybody cares about your feelings now. Back in my day, we didn't care about... Great, cool. Millennials are soft because y'all made us this way. And here's another example where it's a flag planting. The worst thing about the flag being planted is, you guys brought it up, people's feelings getting hurt. And y'all are saying, no. We can't have our players' feelings hurt, not in the great state of Ohio. We've got to stop the feelings from being hurt. So let's ban flag planting. Let's make it a felony. Who are you arresting in that situation? You're arresting the person planting the flag, absolutely. But are you, like, also going after coaches?
What about the cheerleaders that didn't protect the flag? Are they accomplices?
Yeah, like, it's a lot of stuff involved here. If this gets passed, we could theoretically see a situation where, I don't know, what's the most ridiculous coach to win a big game on the road? We'll say James Franklin. We could see something go on where James Franklin's team wins a big game on the road. Let's pretend like it's at the Shoe. One of his players gets arrested. He gets arrested. The athletic director gets arrested. And the entire cheer squad gets arrested as accomplices. That's incredible.
Yeah,
with a felony.
It's even more absurd when you say when it's Penn State too, and the amount of crimes that have happened at that university. But
oh boy, I mean, it's important to note it's dead on arrival. But this is also one of those things where it's like,
yeah, it's not going to happen.
Do these people not have stabs? Like, is there no one that sits there? Like, I understand we're talking about state legislature, so I'm not saying that this is like a massive budget operation. But there's somebody there that can go, I think this is a horrible idea. This, like, you are literally going to get made fun of. But maybe this is also, like, just another example of, like, there's just no such thing as bad publicity.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how it plays in Ohio amongst the Ohio State fans.
I think it's worse because they're getting flamed again. It's almost like, you know what I mean? Like,
they are draking this.
Yeah, like, it's almost like, hey, we are almost back to, like, no, every other sentence is not us losing to Michigan, and next week the playoff starts, and we have a chance to win a game at home, and, you know, if we can beat Oregon, the thing's set up for us to have as good of a chance as anyone, and now this comes up, and you're, like, just having to relive it again.
Yeah.
The playoffs do start next week. Did we fill out a bracket for this, Jeffrey? What do we do here? We got a bracket, CJ? Do you have a bracket? Do you fill out a bracket for the college football playoff?
Do we do that for the CFP?
I don't know. Well, we've never been here before. Here.
Are you going to join my bracket pool?
I'll do it. We should do a damn bracket. It's 16 of them now.
12.
There's 12. There's 12 because of the buys, CJ, remember?
Oh, shoot.
What kind of bracket are you doing?
Yeah. I'm not doing a 12. When it gets to 16, I'll do a 16 team.
So 2020,
I'm not doing 12.
We will do a bracket in 2026.
Is it,
yeah.
You think it's, I think it'll happen next year.
I think they could go to 14 next year.
Really?
They have
that quickly? Nothing moves
rules.
That fast.
Yeah. Well, no, they have rules in place for this 2-year period where it can expand.
So here, they got the flex rule.
Here's what could change. They could add 2 more teams. They can change the seeding, and then they could add automatic qualifiers. That's all that can change for next year. But then 2026, they can basically start from scratch.
Yeah, and SEC and the Big Ten earlier this season were already meeting with the college, the CFP, to try and figure out a way to get more of their conferences teams in. And the way to do that is by guaranteeing them more than one automatic bid. And in order to do that, you got to expand the field. Kevin, it's going to expand.
That's why
I know it's going to expand. I say next year.
If there are going to be changes, I think it goes to 14, because if you did the automatic,
because Alabama didn't get in, well, so we've got to figure out a way.
Like, even
we got to figure out a way to get Alabama in there.
Well, I think it's not even that Alabama didn't get in. I think it's that the SEC didn't get the most teams in. I think that is spurring them more than Alabama not getting in. But I think even before this even happened. No,
Go
and ahead, also Jeff. Like if when people are like, well, they want the automatic qualifiers. If you look at the structure, it's like 3 SEC, 3 Big Ten, 2 Big 12, 2 ACC. Notre Dame, if qualifying, G5, and then I think at that point, so that's 6, 10, 12. That leaves 2 at-larges. I think they would have gotten left down anyway, because Indiana would have been ahead.
Okay, well, there you go.
Maybe Bama gets in that scenario.
I would never.
No, SMU gets in.
Yeah, but I would never.
But, well, no, that maybe would have solved it, because okay, here's how it might have solved it. Clemson's your automatic qualifier. Your second team is SMU, and then Bama was ahead of Miami. So that's their fourth. I guess that solved it.
What I'm filling my bracket right now, CJ, I'm filling it out here. Oh, 8-9 matchups. In the basketball tournament, I like to always do the 8-9 upsets here, but this is it's hard to pick an 8-9 upset when you've got one of them team with home field advantage in it. That really changes an 8-9. Matchup there, doesn't it?
You could say that, but hell, we just saw the 8 seed in this year's CFP field lose to a team that should be 6-6
at home,
and then try to pass legislation making planting the flag a felony. I can't trust a team that type of mental weakness.
Is it a felony?
Softness,
CJ. Is it a felony to sing Rocky Top in the middle of the field there?
It's a fair question.
I don't know.
It could happen. That could be the next law.
The team's fight song from being played in the shoe.
Well, the other problem is, though, is the 8-9 game is actually, I think, the 6-7 game. Like, that's the... I think the...
Oh, because of the numbers.
Right,
it's
because of the seating. Like, so it's like... But, CJ, I guess to your point, though, I just think Ohio... We're going to find out, I feel like, in the first half. I think Ohio State just has the Michigan heebie-jeebies. I think we'll find out in the first half, like, it's possible that this team... It's almost like, if you're a Michigan fan, do you almost want Ohio State to go on and win the national title just so you can claim another?
Hell no.
Just got
to see. I want them to lose every game they play. I want them...
That's how rivalries should be.
Like that. They need to lose. I want them to lose every scrimmage. I want them to lose every spring game that they play. I want them to lose every MAC school that they schedule, every FCS school that they schedule. I want them to lose every game that they play. I want them to wake up losing the day and know that they're going to lose the day. I hate those dudes. And here's the thing about Tennessee. Tennessee is a physical team. Tennessee can and will run the ball. Their strength is running the football. And we've seen Ohio State struggle with Michigan, good Michigan teams in years past under Jim Harbaugh, and this Michigan team, they struggled against the run. And the more physical team typically wins football games. And I have to believe right now that's the big Tennessee people win it.
Now, I present you this issue, though. I'm with you on wanting your rival to lose every game, because I think that's the way sports should be. What if losing this game gets Ryan Day fired?
Good. Bye.
If I'm a Michigan fan, I want him to be the coach forever.
No, bring me another loser at Ohio State. You know who I want them to do? I know I really want them. And Rich Rodriguez going back to West Virginia. I want them to fire Ryan Day and bring back Jim Tressel. He hadn't lost to Michigan. That I want him to catch some of these L's too. And then fire Jim Tressel. Bring Urban Meyer back. You shouldn't get to leave Ohio State without tasting the
CJ,
piece of the
CJ,
Blue
he
Bay.
Already announced that. He's seen lots of reports. He is not going to be the next Ohio State coach. He just wants everybody to know he could be the Ohio State coach, but he's not. He's choosing not to be humbly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. So, right. So CJ, this opening round of the college football playoffs.
Urban Meyer.
CJ, you're one of the biggest Michigan fans in the entire Mid-South. What is your message to the Tennessee fans? Because y'all are on the same page here up until a few days before Christmas. You're gonna be cheering on the Volunteers. You're now a big fan of the Big Orange. Any message to the Tennessee fans going into this
calm
game?
Calm down. My message is I still don't like y'all. Let me be crystal clear.
But the enemy of my enemy is my ally.
But that's kind of how we got to roll right now. If you want to beat Ohio State, tote that mother bleeping tater, run it down their throat. Keep running it down their throat. They don't want to hit. If you run the ball by midway through the third quarter, they'll be tired of hitting. They don't want nothing to do with that. And if you lose, I'll doubly hate you. I'll never like Tennessee again if they lose Ohio State. And it's already close to that 1997 mad about Peyton Manning not winning the damn Heisman. Why the hell should Peyton Manning have won the Heisman that year? That
was Charles Woodson's year. It was his turn.
Are you kidding me? Get out of here. The same Peyton Manning who got lucky that Arkansas's quarterback, I forget his name,
Clint Sterner,
decided as he's slipping and falling to break his fall using the football?
It's a tough scene.
He needed that to happen to win an SEC championship, never beat Florida. Are you kidding me? Get out of here, Tennessee fans. I hear you guys yelling at me right now, but I don't care. But I like you right now. I like you against Ohio State. But if you lose, we'll never talk again.
That's what CJ says about people he likes.
There we go. CJ, we appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate y'all.
CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. Dennis, we can go ahead and hit the music for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. One of my all-time favorites, Mike Floria, this morning finds a picture, I believe from the AP wire, of Bill Belichick at an LSU game chatting pregame with Brian Kelly. I wonder how many college coaches opened their doors to Bill Belichick this season without realizing he was actually doing opposition research. That's king stuff. That's finding an angle that nobody else finds, Gloria. Yeah. That's why he's the best. My thanks to CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show with George and Connor coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.